This is CliffCentral.com.
Joburg, South Africa, how are you doing? My name is Mpho Seekers and welcome to the stream. It is a Monday. We're wondering what you were doing yesterday and Saturday because we've got a lot to talk about. Today we've got somebody who's really talented, Garth Brown. We're going to be talking to him in a minute or so. Mpho Seekers, how are you doing, babe?
I'm good. Yourself, I'm glad I'm still alive.
You're still alive after the weekend that
after
you just
after the weekend had.
Even though we've got like literally sad news with regards to the world of music and entertainment, but you know. Yes. Okay, let's start with our very famous, very cool, very trendy segment, VarVarJ.
Woo!
So, in this particular segment, we go to particular events and we report on them. And this week, I was at the Major League Garden in Soweto, and it was absolutely crazy. But on Monday, I was at the Restaurant Award in Rosebank.
So we were.
Okay, so we were at the Restaurant Award in Rosebank. They were absolutely cool. We were at Marble Restaurant, which is an absolutely
babes, five star.
It was five star exclusive. Amazing. So I thought to myself, I'm not going to drink, right? Because I'm like, oh my God, I'm on this drinking fast. And then this guy comes over and is like, champagne. I'm like, what? I'm like, I can't deal, right? It is apparently one of the top 100 restaurants in South Africa. And like, you can literally tell why. And it was, who was the chef? Kona. Okay, fine. It was amazing, and I've never experienced something of that sort. And I think, you know, I want to give the people from On Point PR a thumbs up for what they did.
That was really amazing.
I literally enjoyed myself. It was a culinary experience at its best. Even
the food.
It was on
some. And you had three plates of dessert. Oh. I'm like, please don't embarrass me.
Because it was amazing, you know, even though there weren't a lot of black people, were amongst the black people you could literally count, you know, we're representing. But it was absolutely amazing. And the awards actually celebrated a whole bunch of people in all sort of categories, really. And, you know, from game lodge, from, you know, restaurants that are, you know, different parts of South Africa, not just your five-star restaurants or whatever. So that was pretty amazing. And I think I really enjoyed it. And, you know, the winners are on, you know, the website. Go to www.onpointpr.co.za, I guess. Sure. And moving on, as I said, I was at the Major League Gardens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I get that one, right? Because I'm thinking, oh, no, gates open at 1:30. So I'm one of those people, I have to be on time. I'm aware that it ends at 2 a.m. in the morning, right? But I'm like, no, I'm just going to get there, right?
Go on. And the time you called me, I was still in bed. I'm like, what?
What? You know?
Like, really?
But you know one thing I enjoyed about it? When you get there during the day, it is like a picnic style kind of like situation.
Mm-hmm.
So people have that chem chair, blankets. There's a picnic style happening there, a bit of music, whatever. So I enjoyed that, right? So that was amazing. So we're in VIP thanks to the Vodacom Next Level. It was really Next Level at the Vodacom Next Level tent in McKee. It was absolutely amazing. Everybody from DNA Brand Architects went all out to ensure that we get the five-star treatment. Because, you know, when Vodacom Next Level and DNA come together, we're about to see pow. We're about to see explosions. So as time went by, right, it got filled to capacity. It was so berserk. So it was estimated that an estimated 30 to 40,000 strong crowd was there.
Wow.
It got to a point, I'm like, what happened to all the chem chairs? Because people all around, I'm like, but if you come here with a chem chair, forget. Don't even come here with the baby, because the baby, like, I was like, it was amazing. I was literally Next Level. I woke up and I was like super shocked that my organs were still functioning. I was super shocked that my... Because at 9, we left at 9. Can you imagine? The show stops at 2 a.m., right? But at 9, I was like, I've had it.
I can't,
you know? And then where were you?
I went to Liberado.
Okay.
There was a secret location thingy going on and they took us with some buses. We went to Carfax. It was amazing.
Carfax in Newtown.
In Newtown. And Liberado is a new beer that has tequila in it.
Oh, okay.
Yo,
these beers keep evolving.
Second glass, people never look ill. Locked.
So what is this locked? Because you told me that they were locked. So
you know when you're drunk and you can't move. You can't do anything.
So people were literally out.
People were out. Liberado is the future, babes. Is the future.
It's a new brand that is taking over South African landscape.
You know, if you're on a tight budget, Liberado is the way to go.
It will
do the work.
Just to give you a bit of Sure. Okay. Varva's job is absolutely amazing. Thanks to all the guys and On Point PR and DNA brand architect.
Oh, no. On Wednesday, I went to the Reds Carnival Media Launch.
Oh, yes, in Turban Hall.
Yeah, in Turban Hall. Yeah. And it's happening this Saturday in Pretoria Carnival. Just come say hi to me. I'll be at the VVIP section.
As always. Okay, here's music from Garth Brown. We'll be talking to him in a minute. Let's do this. Garth Brown, L-O-V-E, love. He's in studio with us, he's looking absolutely dapper, and people are actually making moves on Garth Brown. Maputi, did you see, when you entered the building, people were actually making moves, when you are so hot that women are throwing themselves at you.
But I'm like a single, I've been single for Nako, I'm like, tone it down.
But then what do you expect when you have a song called Love? Because people are like, you're making us believe in love again. Welcome in, Garth Brown.
Thank you very much.
Hi, how are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. You're looking absolutely dapper. I'm looking like...
Thanks, I tried.
I'm looking all over. Okay, let me read a bit of a bio for him. Ne? So the one shy Garth Brown is a soul musician with sounds raised on jazz, soul, and gospel music. On his debut album, Soundscape, he waves day-to-day stories into soulful and honest... Oh, I can't see anything. I'm trying to read this thing. I can't see anything, right? Okay, cool. Let me move closer, doing you a bit of justice. Okay, the one shy Garth Brown is a soul musician with sound raised on jazz, sound, and gospel music. On his debut album, Soundscape, he waves day-to-day stories into soulful and honest verses of thoughts and feelings. His earlier work as a vocalist and lyricist has seen his songs enjoy local and international rotation. As a soundscape, he is a definite move away from dance move. The album is in itself a celebration of sound. The album is due to release in 2017. His debut single, L-O-V-E, is a happy, soulful song that is reminiscent of New Orleans jazz. Really?
Yeah, like, you know, with New Orleans, they use upright bass, trumpets, wind instruments. So
yeah.
That's sort of
that's where you're kind of like...
Yeah, that's the kind of sound. Movie.
But the...
Well, for this particular song, that's why the album's titled Soundscape. So if you know what landscaping is, soundscape is the sonic equivalent of that.
Okay. So someone doesn't know what soundscape is, what is it?
Okay, so you know if you had to go to a forest, you'd hear birds chirping, you'd hear rivers or whatever the case is.
Okay.
So that's the natural soundscape of that environment.
Of that environment.
Yeah, so it's a fusion of different sounds and from different genres, different environmental elements and coming together and just like creating...
One big, amazing. Oh, nice. And you know, for people who don't know who he is, you know, but you just don't know. He's that guy, Anzen Pinayan.
But why are you making me sing on radio?
It's his voice.
Yay! Oh my God, I think I can make a record.
Could you please just,
definitely.
Could you please just do that thing? I'm like
Bina E.
I'm actually I actually did like a remake of the song on the album.
Really?
So it's like a very soulful people. Yeah.
I never thought it would be somebody that, you know, because you're colored, right?
I'm South African.
Okay, so, you know, let's leave it there. He's South African. So I think he's colored. I think he has colored roots because he's been moving all around. You're saying that you're from Swaziland. Somehow you were in Swaziland, right?
Yeah, I was born in Joburg, but then my dad was from Swaziland, so then we moved back there. But I grew up in KZN because that's where I went to school. And so I'm back in Joburg now.
Yeah. So what could you say, like, actually, when you were writing the song, they say a couple of things, but when you're writing the song, what were you going
through? Love, what is going on in your mind
So
your life at that moment?
Two things, actually, with the song is, before I started, like, really getting into the music thing, I was very shy. And so I got a life coach, and she's incredible.
A life coach?
Yeah.
Like a get your life together kind of life.
Are you sure you're really black? Got a life coach.
Like Ian Love.
Hey!
Hey, Yanla fixes lives. What is she? What is she?
Yanla vibes. Okay.
Okay, so she's actually incredible. She's like an amazing. She was like the runner-up for Mase Say the year John Ramahu she won.
Did you focus on your life? Machola.
My life
when
was falling
was
apart.
Person.
My life was falling apart. That's why, you know, I was actually emceeing a book launch and bumped into her, and she's like, there's something about you. You've got so much potential. Take my card. I this is what I do, and I just think we need to unearth some things with you. And
wow.
So I was like, okay, cool. I never called her. And then 2 months later, when stuff really started falling apart, I gave a call and I said, I think I'm ready. And I went, and she said to me, look, for now, you know, the world responds to what you put out there. And for me, I'm very conscious. So like when I walk into a room and there's a lot of people automatically, I kind of just like go into a shell and stuff. And then what happened is she said, you need to start creating little mantras or like, you know, little sayings that you like affirmations. Mm. So for me, this is literally something I still practice. I say, love is who I am. Love is what I do. If I give the world love, the world gives love back to me. Well. So I step into every situation with that kind of mindset. And so it kind of became the next thing. It was a song. And so, yeah, the idea is just basically if we go back to the basics and we operate from love, we've sorted. Like, you don't need anything else because love just completes the world.
And it conquers all, hey?
And you know, I was listening to this song a couple of days ago, and the reaction it gives you, I just found myself smiling alone. I'm like, it's really great.
But when you're like me, you don't have a baby, what do you do?
It's not necessarily.
What do you do?
It's love in all forms. You
do
know
you
what I
cry? Because you look at Instagram and Abo Bonang and Abo AKA busy there, and you're like, yeah. Sure, yeah, but then we're talking about your earlier, you know, before you actually got into music, you're actually studying BA Law at Wits University, and this is what your parents wanted for you. So what actually gave you the krach, basically, to actually say, F it, I'm going to be a disappointment to my parents in that particular regard, and actually, yeah, and actually step into my own dreams.
Yeah. So what actually happened is, at 19, I think I was your first, second year, somewhere there, and my uncle passed on in Joburg, and my cousin had heard me singing in the bathroom, and she put me down on the program. My parents from Swaziland at this point. So my parents come, and they see my name on the pamphlet I'm singing at this funeral. So my mom's just like, what is this pop star situation?
Your talent was discovered at a funeral.
Yes, pretty much.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, is that how we're going to... Is that
talk
like,
about it.
Like, really?
Since we're on that segment, ne? So, you know, we do top three trains of the week, right? So one of our trains, our first train is actually Mandoza. Mm-hmm. And since we're talking about funerals, he just recently passed. Konajwale, ne? And
I'm available.
Oh, you wanna sing that?
I'm joking. No, guys. Can we just respect all?
Because for me, it was. What are your early memories of Mandoza? Actually,
Mandoza's just like every single time Mandoza dropped, you knew it was a hit. Mm. It was licensed to Wretchedity.
Ooh,
if there was such a thing that ever existed.
Yeah.
But also, I posted on Facebook and I said, you know, if there's one thing we can really thank Mandoza for, is that he was literally one of the first black artists who actually crossed over and
to the
white market.
Yes.
You know, day, when Kalagata drops, they just like, you know, it's jamming.
I'm like, yes, because even black and white people actually jam to this jam. It's one of those jams across boundaries. You know,
exactly.
And that's exactly what music should do, you know.
Yes.
Maputi, do you have any earlier memories of Mandoza maybe?
Yeah, I in my household.
Lipstick won't help you now.
George.
Guys, seriously, I loved Mandoza's music and I still love it.
Yeah.
Yo Jodoba. I really, really loved his music. And
even
my brother. My brother is more of a Trumpies kind of guy, you know. So you understand what kind of music
you grew up in that
kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, and me too. You know, I don't think anybody. Everybody has their own memories with Mandoza, especially growing up as a young person. Mm. And everybody knows exactly and actually what they're about. And I think for me, may his soul rest in peace. And, you know, the family, Mpo, the wife, actually, I hope she finds some form of solace, you know? I could Atabe maybe. And hopefully, like, Mandoza left something.
And the music will live on, definitely.
Yeah, but she also needs to get something.
How royalties 90%.
Royalties, get this 90% thing. Okay, cool. Let's play your jam right now.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. Auto Trader New Car. The choice is yours.
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now.
Be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane.
Love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Hashtag start your great.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Mandoza, let's go 50-50. This song reminds me of the good, great days that we've had. You know, listening to Mandoza's songs. He was such an amazing, a legend, amazing Kwaito star.
We'll forever miss him, and we hope that his family, wherever they are, but Kuri, Balle for now.
They are proud. They're definitely proud.
He lived his life. A lot of people live 80 years, but then they would never have actually lived a day.
You know, I was very shocked when I found out that Mandoza was actually 38. I'm like, wow, he has done so much.
Much. With the
yeah,
you know,
the little short, time that short, he had.
Short, yeah, mm. Short span. Okay. So, second trend right now is Data Must Fall, right? So, you've heard this started by our very own Tibo Chat, sister channel, right? Which is literally like Mona.
Like, guys, I see Tibo Chat.
So, basically, for me, Data Must Fall is very important. We live in an age where technology literally runs our lives. Mm. From somebody sending a CV, to somebody using social media, to somebody actually getting files and slides for their lecture for their lectures or something. It is so important. I can't live without data. I use Wi-Fi because where I live there's Wi-Fi. And every day I'm on my thingy. So now, what Tibo Chat is saying is that in comparison to other countries, our prices are way higher.
11 rand in India. 22 rand in Nigeria.
In Nigeria. And in South Africa, it's like 149 rand for a gig. So now he's meeting up with the Department of Communication, right? Communications. And then now they're going to be discussing all of these things. So as you know, and we've seen it with Fizzo, so we're going to be talking about later, hashtags are important. And then now that we know that hashtags are important, we need more people having access to these hashtags through body data and whatever, because we've seen that social media is such a powerful platform.
And I mean, even our radio station, Cliff Central, Charge Central, you have to be online to be able
so
to
So you
listen.
Need data to actually listen to us.
To listen to great radio. To you great need data. Radio. So, or you will get mediocre, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, you know. So keep hashtagging Data Must Fall. Keep telling us what you think about this. This is hashtag the stream. So, Goth, any last words?
Okay, and then just one last closing words. I've also, in conjunction with the song, started a campaign called Love GB. Mm. And what we are doing is...
I'm sorry, what? Love GB?
Love GB. It's like a sign-off.
Oh, okay.
My initials, Goth Brown.
Oh, I thought it was a number plate.
Love GB. And that's KZN things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so essentially essentially the song is for free, but we encouraging people to give to a home called the 5Cs, the banking details, the money goes straight into their accounts, whatever you feel like giving.
Okay.
What happens is they take in kids who are homeless and take them through school, and they're looking to expand next year to take in 15 more children. So literally the song is, and all the proceeds, is dedicated to that home.
Wow.
That's great. That's great.
So your love just spreads throughout.
It's love is practical, you know. You don't get a hug from your parents and then they're like, that's $10, you know. So
yeah.
if you say that you're a vessel of love and stuff, you've got to first practice it and show.
And you need to overflow, basically.
Yes.
You need to overflow. That vessel needs to overflow in order to give to other people. And I think you really are full of love. And I think this debut album you're doing right now, it's amazing. You're going solo, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing. And then we can expect the full album
next
2017. Yeah. Hopefully we'll be there. We were just negotiating about being on the music video. We're not going to back down on that.
Okay, we can make it happen.
So where can we find you, basically?
I am Garth Brown across all social networks.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Snapchat, everything.
I'm going to follow you just now. Maputi?
I already follow him and he follows me back and we DM each other like always.
Okay.
11.
I need to get on that part. I need those numbers. Okay, we're paying you out with Garth Brown. Next is Nat Bang. What it takes, cause his name is Garth Brown and he wants to let you know that love is in this place. Come on. Welcome back to the stream. Paul Secrets playing you guys absolutely sick music from Garth Brown. Amazing stuff. Now we're moving on to Nedbank Talk for Success. So me and Maputo were at the Nedbank Talk for Success. When was it? 2 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
With Katleho.
With Katleho Mabalane. It was amazing, right?
Katleho Maboye.
Maboye, right? So for me, one of my favorite talks was by Bonang Matheba. And then I love so much because I felt like she was in an element and I literally take some of her advice. And she talked about reading the book, The Secret. And I literally went out and I bought
them. Same here.
Because Nedbank Talk for Success are actually one of the most inspirational talks there are in the country, according to me. Because they bring the creme la creme with regards to motivation and people who have literally made it in life. Hopefully the next couple of years we'll be there. So in the studio today, we've got somebody who's really cool. Doho Lopeta. Is that cool? Tukoloho Pesa. So it says Tukoloho Pesa started his business, student investor with a few university friends, setting out to highlight the importance of financial awareness amongst young people. A year later, he and his friends incorporated the Money Tree Group, a media publishing and recruitment company that focuses on young professionals and provided services to the likes of Sanlam, Ernest and Young. Isn't Ernest and Young... Is it a media company? Is it a law company?
Auditing company.
Auditing company. Wow. EY. EY. Oh, yeah. EY. The Department of Science and Technology and Telecommunications and Postal Services. Having sold his interest in the Money Tree Group, Tukoloho founded Black Industrials, which was established to be an innovation leader in African business with a focus on agriculture, agro-processing, and developing informal markets. They say, we seek to develop informal markets across Africa in farming and trade as they represent billions of rands worth of untapped material. With a new publishing venture called Mondori Media under his wing too, he's clearly determined to make success of building new businesses. So,
wow,
wait.
Commodore Media.
What a mouthful.
Commodore Media.
Wait, see, this Commodore...
Someone is sabotaging you there.
Where now?
With the script.
Wait, you're doing so much. How old are you?
I'm 22 now.
Yay! Wait, so you're like you're older than I am, and you've done all these amazing stuff. How did you do it, actually? Before we get into the... How did you... What could you say is a secret to you doing all these things? Batong, because you also say you were a student, right?
Yeah, I was a student, yes. I'm a student, and now I'm pending.
Wait, we're at vets?
Yeah.
So we're both Vitties. I've never actually seen you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. I'm so pending.
You're pending. So please tell us about this thing called Commodore...
Media.
Media that you started.
Well, so that... So as you read there, I started my first publication when I was 19.
Yeah.
At UCT. So I started at UCT. And having left that, we just came across... I started developing an interest in informal markets, right, mainly. Mm-hmm. Because they represent... a lot of buying power, but no one is really doing anything about it.
Mm.
So Commodore Media was mainly found on an idea to develop a publication for taxi commuters. Mm. Right, because there's in-flight magazines, but you don't see magazines in taxis.
Yeah.
Yeah, or long-distance buses, for example. So that's how it started. We formed a consortium with a few other very experienced people that have started channels all over Africa, former CEOs of Prime Media, etc., and people involved with NASPES. And this consortium, together, we hold rights to do a publication in taxis. We do Wi-Fi inside taxis as a preview to launching a TV channel inside taxis. Rapping are in taxis, things like that. So it's mainly informal market.
Wow. Literally, I'm gobsmacked because when you talked about taxis, I literally never thought about it that way. Because
yeah.
I know with flights, they do that. I'm like,
exactly.
This is such a creative thinking, Maputi. It's on some other level of educating people and actually going beyond, you know, the means. So, yeah. How did you and Nedbank come together?
To be honest, I don't know, eh? So I just got a call. So I mean, I've done a few interviews before on the work that we're doing, both of Black Industrialist and Komodo Media. And honestly, they just called me. I guess it was through, I interacted with them on a banking level.
Oh, okay.
We're looking for a banking solution for hawkers because we supply them with fresh produce. But it's a cash business and it does create a bit of risk for us.
Yeah.
So I went to them for a banking solution and it went through the structure. So I guess somewhere there.
That's how
one
you
of
guys.
Them, yeah, one of them thought I should be part
be
of
part
that.
Of it. Yeah. Okay, cool. So you know all about the NetBank Talk for Success. So how did the idea of actually Talk for Success come about? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Carrie?
No, I don't know. But it's a great idea. I can say that much.
It's a great idea, right?
Yeah, there isn't anything like it in the country. Yeah.
Because I went to one of the talks, as I said earlier, and I literally left. I was ignited because they call the people the igniters, right?
Yes.
Unfortunately, I could not go to the one in PE, but the one in Brum literally changed my... So who are some of the speakers that have actually inspired you?
Speakers. Well, I wouldn't say speakers per se, but people that do inspire me in my business journey are people possibly that not a lot of people know about. But it's people that have started with me. So Nicholas Marseille, he's someone that's invested in my first business when I was 17. There's a guy called Joseph Boucher. He runs an investment management company, one of the largest black-owned ones in South Africa. And he honestly sacrificed a lot for me. So when I started out, he gave us his car.
Wow.
He gave us office space. He'd pay for our flights to meet clients. He'd give us a monthly allowance, like in my personal bank account.
So you guys got like somebody who literally believed in you.
Yeah. I was very fortunate, to have many people like that helped me along the journey.
But, you know, like in South Africa, entrepreneurship is something that's very difficult, especially if you don't have the support, like
for
some
sure.
of the things you got.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
If somebody's starting out and they're having difficulties and like they're not making profit and whatever, what kind of advice would you actually give to them?
Well, I mean, based on my personal experience, I guess to answer your first question, for me to actually build those enterprises, definitely it was because of the support I have and just the network of people around me. You know, it's people that have been in the game. They're quite old and they just believe in me, sincerely believe in me. And so they open up opportunities for me. But if you're starting out and you're not that fortunate, just show a hunger to learn. So I think most young entrepreneurs, you know, you go to networking events, you meet someone that could potentially change your life, someone that could invest in you. But because we go there with a kind of know-it-all attitude, you know. I hear many people that work with me say, Tokolo, the only reason we really invest our time and our resources in you is because you show a hunger to learn and you're not arrogant. You know, you show that you're willing to learn, and that's something young people don't display.
Nowadays, right?
Yeah.
And I've actually heard that people don't necessarily invest in a business, but they invest in the person.
People.
Yeah, in people.
Yeah.
So even though your business planning is a bit flawed,
but
then if you show the hunger that I actually want to make it.
Yes.
So basically that's the advice that we're giving to young entrepreneurs out there, that you are literally your walking CV. You're literally your walking whatever, you know, the person that you want to be, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So have you done any of these NetBank Talks for Success?
Yes. We did one in Bloemfontein on the 8th of September.
Yeah. So how was it?
It was, wow. So, I mean, I've spoken at several events before. This has to be the highlight of them. It was, I mean, well, firstly, from the flight, I think we felt like we almost crashed, you know, because there was like a storm at the airport.
So much
we
drama.
Couldn't land. Yeah. We actually almost we were gonna miss it.
No, can you imagine?
But thanks to Nomzamo and other people, they made a fuss on the plane, so the pilot landed somehow.
Who's Nomzamo? Nomzamo Mbatha.
Yeah.
The superstar.
Yeah. Superhero now.
She's a superhero.
Yeah. No, but I can imagine. So Nomzamo is one of the speakers in Bloemfontein.
Yeah. There were three of us.
How come we missed it? It feels I'm already feeling like, oh my god, the ignition. Because you know.
No,
like,
you missed out.
I missed out.
I think that was the best one. Sorry. Like I watched the highlights. Ours was just, there were over 1,500 people there.
Because I'm like, Nedbank talk for success, guys. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's not even anything to do with anything. But like, I've always been like a really big fan. After hearing Bonang Matheba speak.
Yeah.
Like, it's, even now, the one that we were in Braamfontein was absolutely amazing.
When I got there and I saw a lot of young people coming out in numbers, I literally got goosebumps. I'm like,
yeah,
thank God, like, there is hope in the future.
For the future.
Yeah.
But people go there seeking motivation and actually wanting somebody to ignite them. Mm. So how do you prepare for such? For such a... It is such a...
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just honest, right? So... Mm. I mean, the talk was about giving advice to young people, sharing your story, and teaching them certain principles you've learned along the way. So I really didn't prepare. I just went, and now I was honest about my story.
Mm.
And I hope that people were inspired by it. I think they were.
Inspired, yeah, I'm yeah. sure.
The next time something.
I need to take your details. The next time you speak, I actually literally need to be there. Because even now, I feel
and
like...
actually the highlights, you can people can look at the highlights.
Mm.
So if you go to netbank.co.za/talks-for-success, four with like the digit four.
Okay.
Talks for Success. There's highlights there of all the speakers.
Were there?
So our whole talk, yeah.
I hope it's going to be on YouTube soon because that's where...
No, it is on YouTube.
Oh, is it on YouTube already?
Yeah.
Because I literally watched a whole bunch of them actually on YouTube.
It is on YouTube, yeah.
So we know that Nedbank is one of those banks in South Africa that is always innovative and actually changing the landscape and actually always, you know. But what do you think about this thing called Fees Must Fall? Because you're a student, right? So, and it's coming back. So Wits is actually going to be joining very soon.
Blade is actually giving a talk right now.
Right now at Wits University. So what do you think about Fees Must Fall? And how would you actually, if somebody is struggling with fees, how would you actually give them advice on how they can finance their fees?
Okay, well, firstly, I'll say congrats to Nedbank because they're one of the banks that contributed to the Wits Fund.
You know,
A lot of money, actually. So we'll give them kudos for that.
Kudos!
I think Fees Must Fall, definitely. It is a response to socioeconomic injustices. However, I think also young people need to be very realistic, right? All of us in our approach. So I think saying fees must fall completely is very unrealistic, right? Our economy can't take it. The government fiscus can't take it. It just can't happen. Not now, right? But I think a phased-in approach must be looked into. So, I mean, when I met Sizwe, which is the chairperson of NSFAS, right, I told him the new one. I met him for something different, but I just told him that what they should maybe do is charge fees according to your income tax brackets.
Okay.
So if your parents are in a certain income tax bracket, then they must pay fees according to that. Right? So it must be based the way they
because now they've got the means test, right? So proportionate to that.
Yes, proportionate to your income tax bracket. So if you're earning a salary that exempts you from personal income tax, then your child shouldn't pay fees. You know? But if you're in a bracket that pays tax, then your child, you should pay fees in proportion to that. So I think that's a better and more realistic approach to fees than saying they must just fall because, you know, it wasn't prepared for.
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of signals from a lot of my producers here to wrap up. It's actually amazing having you in studio. You really are an inspiration, especially at 22. Like, this is like on the reels, guys. At 22.
I feel like I'm not doing anything with my life.
Yeah, at 22, people are busy partying in Haram and Kong and you're literally doing all of this. One last word. What is the message to entrepreneurs out there?
I'd say, I always leave with this quote that once you're facing the right direction, all you have to do is keep on walking. Right? So as an entrepreneur or a young person, take time figuring out what you want to do with your life, which direction you want to walk in. And once you've found it and you're sure about it, walk in that direction with conviction and you'll make it.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming through the studio.
It was
absolutely amazing. Maputi, that wraps the week for us, right?
Yeah. We are back soon.
Next week. My name is Mpho Sarimi. We're out of here.
This is CliffCentral.com.